在很多年以前
，many years ago，
成龙演过一部电影。
There was a movie on 成龙。
Jackie Chan。
Oh, Jackie Chan。
我没有去看过这部电影，不过这部电影的名字很吸引我。
I haven't seen this movie, but it really attracted me.
这电影的名字就叫《我是谁》。
And so the name of the movie was Who Am I？
我今天也很想把这个问题带到大家的中间。
And so today I want to bring this question to everybody.
我们问一下自己，我是谁
？And to ask ourselves, Who am I？
这个问题可能很幼稚。
And maybe this question seems very obvious.
我当然知道我是谁啊。
Of course I know who I am.
我想一想，为什么我们今天能够坐在这里
？And I think, well, why am I able to sit here today？
坐在这里的人有一个什么样的身份
？And so what sort of identity do the people sit here have？
同样的问题我曾经问过其他的一些弟兄姐妹。
And so I've asked the same question to other brothers and sisters.
几乎每一个人都很有信心地回答我。
And at the end, these people responded with such confidence.
我是神的儿女。
And they said, I am God's child.
今天在座的各位。
And so those who are sitting here today.
你们有没有信心说我是神的儿女？
Do you have the confidence to say that I am the child of God?
有没有？
Do you?
有，那么我们一起来说，我是神的儿女。
And so together we're going to say, we are God's children.
我是神的儿女。
We are God's children.
我们都很肯定，很确认我们的这一个身份。
And so we are very confident and very sure that this is our identity.
但是我想问大家。
But I want to ask everybody.
你知道这个身份给你带来一些什么吗？
Do you know what this identity brings for you?
有的人想到我做神的儿女。
And so some people think that I am the child of God.
就想到我要背着十字架。
And that means I have to carry the cross.
我要很多的东西我都不能去做。
There are many things that I cannot do.
我要失去很多世上的快乐。
And that I will lose a lot of happiness in this world.
我的同事、我的同学，他们可以去做、可以去玩的地方，我不能去。
And my colleagues and my classmates can go and do a lot of things, and I can't do it.
是不是有的人会觉得做神的儿女很辛苦？
Are there people who think that being a child of God is much suffering?
而且神像一个无处不在的一个那个CCTV.
Or maybe like God is like an omnipresent CCTV.
一直监视着你。
That he always keeps track of you.
看着你的一举一动。
To look at your every move and every action.
如果有一些的地方不合他的心意。
And so if there's something that does not meet his expectations.
那马上有一根鞭子就抽上来了。
Then there's this whip that comes upon you.
这是不是有一些人心里面内心深处对于做神的儿女的感受呢？
Is this what some of you think in the depths of your heart?
那今天我就要跟大家来思想一下这一个主题。
And so I want to ask everybody to think about this topic today.
到底做神的儿女我们有什么？
That as God's child, what do we have?
我请大家可以把圣经打开，我们看以弗所书。
So let's take a look at the book of Ephesians.
以弗所书第一章第三节到十四节。
Chapter 1 from verse 3 to verse 14.
翻到以后，我就请姐妹用英文来念。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.Who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, by which He made us accepted in the Beloved. In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace.Which he made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of the times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, in him. In him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will.That we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of His glory. In Him you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of His glory.
谢谢姐妹。刚才我们看完了这一段的经文。
So the passage that we have just read.
这段的信息真的是非常宝贵。
I think that this message is truly precious.
也是非常的伟大。
And it is really great.
在刚才我们姐妹在读的时候，第三节一直读到第十节的时候，我注意了一下。
And so when our sister was reading from verses 3 to 10, I noticed something.
她在念这一段的时候，大概有十几处的小小的停顿。
That at several places that there were some stops that she made.
我想问问，如果姐妹你不换气，一口气能不能把这几节经文全部念下来呢？
I wonder, sister, if you can read this all in one breath.
好，我不想让你来做这个尝试了。
I don't want you to do this test.
因为我自己曾经尝试过。
Because I've tried this before.
我发现，当我憋到最后想要念完的时候，我差不多要断气了。
And then at the very end, I almost lose my breath.
为什么我要讲这样的话呢？
So why did I say this?
因为在原文的中间。
Because in the original language.
保罗在写这一段话的时候。
That when Paul wrote these words.
他中间没有一个停顿。
That there was actually no pause.
没有一个逗号。
That there was no comma.
没有一个句号。
No period.
没有一个分号，没有一个感叹号。
There's no exclamation mark or a semicolon.
一口气写下来的。
And so he just wrote it all through.
如果按照他这样的一个文章语法的结构。
And so according to proper written structure.
那我们就应该一口气的念下来了。
And so that we should be able to read it all in one breath.
可是几乎是不能的。
But in reality, we can't do that.
这让我们有一点奇怪。
And so we find that something is strange.
为什么保罗会这样的来写？
So why would Paul write this way?
这是很不符合写作的规则的。
It doesn't seem to represent those whom it belongs to.
这对于一个作家来讲，对于一个学者来讲，他写文章绝不可以这样写的。
And so for an author and for someone like Paul, if he writes a composition, he should not be writing it like this.
可是为什么保罗会这样写出来这一段文字呢？
So why was he writing this composition like this?
有一个原因。
Because there's one reason.
那就是他写的时候太激动了。
And that is because he was so worked up as he wrote this.
他感觉到内心里面有太多的话要讲出来。
And that in his heart there were so many words he wanted to write.
我不是慢慢的讲。
Not to say it slowly.
而是迫不及待的要讲出来。
But it's without able to stop himself, he would just write it.
他巴不得一口气就把这些话全部吐出来。
And that he wants to just say it all out in one breath.
所以他写的时候很激动。
So as he wrote it, he was really worked up about it.
没有留下一个标点符号。
And he forgot his punctuation.
在整个段落的里面，只有一个动词，其他的全部都是分词。
And that other than one verb, the other ones are all participles.
所以在这样的一个表达的里头，我们大概能够感觉得到保罗太激动了。
And so then through this expression, we can tell that Paul is really, really worked up.
他为什么这么激动？
So why was he so worked up?
原来他真的是被这一段的信息，他自己已经深深的感动了。
Because these thoughts he has truly experienced deeply already.
那是什么？
So what is it?
那就是一个在基督里成为神儿女的好处。
So this is one of those blessings as being a child of God.
在这一段的经文里面，我们注意到了一个片语。
And so in the passage, we can pay attention to a phrase here.
这个片语就是在基督里。
And so this article is in Christ Jesus.
这一个片语在基督里，或者是在他里面。
So this phrase, in Christ or in Christ Jesus,
在这一段的经文里面出现了11次之多。
And it happens about 11 times.
这让我们不得不注意到这一个重点。
So we cannot but pay attention to this important point.
什么是在基督里？
What does it mean to be in Christ?
让我们更深的一点的认识。
And so we more deeply can understand.
神一切的工作都是在基督里完成的。
That all the work of God is accomplished in Christ Jesus.
在哥罗西书第一章十六节和十七节。
In Colossians chapter 1 verse 16 and 17.
他说因为万有都是靠他造的无论是天上的地上的能看见的不能看见的或是有位的主治的执政的掌权的一切都是借着他造的又是为他造的
For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth visible and invisible whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers all things were created through him and for himAnd he is before all things, and in him all things consist.
这一段的信息向我们透露出了一个很重要的真理。
And so this message reveals a very important truth.
我们人不是神创造的中心。
That we are not the center of God's creation.
造人不是他创造的目的。
Creating man is not the purpose of his creation.
很多的时候我们一直是感觉说人啊实在是万物之灵。
And often we think that we're about the head above everything.
那我们人是照着神的形象做的。
And that we were made in the image of God.
而神完成了其他的创造之后最后造了人。
And so when God has finished his creation, he finally created man.
所以人应该是神创造的中心。
So we think that we are at the center of God's creation.
从这一个信息里面我们很清楚地认识看得到。
But from this message we can truly see
神创造的目的不是为了造人。
That the purpose of God's creation is not just to make man.
乃是为了他的儿子耶稣基督。
But it is for his son Jesus Christ.
神创造的焦点不是这个宇宙。
And God's creation, the center point is not this universe.
不是整个的人类。
It's not the human race.
乃是为了他的独生儿子。
But it is for his one and only begotten son.
耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ.
所以我们说我们领受的一切福气。
And so that when we say that all the blessings that we have obtained.
我们享用的一切恩典。
And all the grace that we enjoy.
都是透过基督带给我们的。
It is through Christ Jesus that we receive this.
怎样的来形容这一个关系?
So how can we describe this relationship?
我想借着一个真实的事情来表达,来阐述这一个关系。
And so I'm going to take a real happening to explain this relationship.
在第二次世界大战的时候,
So in World War II,
有一个家庭,
There was a family.
有一个父亲在家庭里面
And there was a father in this family
还有一个儿子
And there was a son
这位父亲非常的爱他的儿子
This father truly loved his son
这位父亲在当地是一个很有钱的人
And so the father locally was a very rich person
他也特别的喜欢收藏
And so he loved to collect
他收藏了许多世界的名画
And he collected many beautiful paintings
因为战争的缘故
Because of the war.
他的儿子被征兵送上了前线。
His son was conscripted to be on the front lines.
他父亲就自己在家里面。
And so his father was by himself in his home.
他很爱自己的儿子。
And he truly loved his own son.
很想念自己的儿子。
And he truly thought about his son.
有一天。
So one day.
有一个士兵来敲他家的门。
There was a soldier who knocked on his door.
他把这个士兵邀请到他的家。
And so he invited the soldier into his home.
这个士兵很悲伤地告诉他一件事情。
And so the soldier with great sorrow reported to him all the happenings.
他的儿子在战场上死了。
That his son died in the battlefield.
这位他死去的儿子就是为了救这一个士兵当时不小心中了枪弹死去了。
And so his son, for the sake of this soldier and for saving him, actually took the bullets.
所以当战争结束的时候，这个士兵亲自找到了他的战友的家。
And so this soldier wanted to personally find his fellow soldier's family.
他把这个消息告诉了这位父亲。
To tell the story to his father.
同时他还带了一个行囊。
At the same time, he brought a package.
这个包里面他说，这是你儿子的东西。
And he said that this package belongs to your son.
我一直带在身边。
I've always carried it with me.
为了要能够亲手交给你。
In order to give you this package, directly.
父亲收到这个消息。
So when the father received this message.
抱着那个行囊就哭了。
And when he held it, he just wept.
悲伤过后，他打开儿子的背包。
After much sorrow, he opened up the package.
里面有他的一些生活的用品。
And inside the backpack, there were his daily uses of objects.
在里面还有一张纸片。
And inside there was a little piece of paper.
他打开看一下。
So when he opened it, he saw.
原来是用铅笔画的一个素描。
That he had drawn a tree, a sketch with a pencil.
画的是他儿子自己的自画像。
And so he drew a self-portrait.
这个像画得很粗糙。
And so this sketch was very, very sketchy.
甚至画得也不太像。
And it doesn't even look like his son.
不过从边上的签名，他知道这是他儿子自己画的。
But from the fact that there was a signature, he knew that it was his son's.
可能是在休息的时候没有事做，就给他自己画一幅画吧。
And perhaps in his times where he did not have anything to do, he drew a picture of himself.
过了一段的日子。
And so after a period of time,
这位父亲也死了。
His father died.
他可能是忧伤过度，离开了人世。
And so because he had suffered much sorrow, and so he passed away.
当他过世之后，这个镇上就贴出了一个消息。
And so after he died, there was a message on a bulletin.
原来这个富翁，这个父亲立下了遗嘱，他要拍卖他所有的收藏品。
And so this father actually had an inheritance to give away.
然后包括那些名贵的世界名画。
And he wanted to auction off all his famous paintings.
所有的人都很兴奋。
And many of the people were really excited.
因为都知道他收藏的那些画非常的珍贵。
Because the paintings that the father collected were truly precious.
平时没有机会去看。
And regularly he did not have a chance to look at them.
所以很多人都想借着这个机会去看一看这些画。
So these people wanted to see these paintings.
也有一些的人坐了飞机从很远的地方赶来这个小镇。
And so many people even took a plane to come to the small city.
他们带了很多的钱。
So they brought much money.
他们想要拥有这个父亲所拥有的这些名画。
And so they wanted to obtain these famous paintings from the
father. 到了拍卖的那一天。
And on the day of the auction.
整个拍卖场坐满了人。
That at the auction place, there were many people sitting there.
大家都在窃窃私语。
And they were all talking to one another.
估量的那些名画可能会有的价钱。
And estimating what sort of price they would have to pay for these paintings.
到了时间，那个拍卖员出来了。
So at the time of the auctioneer came out.
他宣布拍卖开始。
And so he announced that the auction was beginning.
第一幅举起来的画。
The first painting that was lifted up.
就是当时当初这父亲收到的他儿子的一个自画像。
Was the sketch which his son had drawn of himself.
就是那一幅很粗糙的也画得不太好的很小的一个纸片上的一个肖像。
It was a very small self-portrait that wasn't really well drawn.
当这幅画一举起来的时候。
And once this sketch was lifted up.
所有的人都在下面讲话了。
All people were talking
about. 这什么画？
What kind of painting?
这样的东西怎么可以拿到拍卖会上来？
Why could this? How could this be brought to the auction?
太粗糙了。
It's too coarse.
也不是名家。
And it's not even by a famous.
只不过是这个父亲自己所爱的他的儿子。
It's just the the son whom the father loved.
他死去的儿子。
And he's already dead.
拍卖员举出来。说这幅画开始拍卖。
And so the auctioneer says, I want to auction this painting now.
谁要买这个画？
Who wants to buy this painting?
没有一个人举标。
No one lifted their hands.
没有一个人想要这幅画。
No one wanted this sketch.
大家都在等。
So everyone was waiting.
等着这幅画卖不出去，放到一边。
Until this sketch would be put on the side.
他们等待着后面更精彩的、更美的、更著名的这些画被摆展示出来。
They were waiting for those paintings that were more famous and more beautiful to come out.
然后在寂静中间。
And so in that situation there.
然后在座位的最后排。
There's someone who's sitting in the very last row.
然后有一个苍老的手举起来了。
And so a very old hand was lifted up.
他说：“我出600块。”
And he says, "I'll buy for $600."
来买这幅画。
To buy this.
我当时的时候，大家都轰起来了。
And so at that time, everybody was in an uproar.
哪个傻瓜要出这么大笔钱买这样一个纸片
？Oh, what an idiot to buy this sketch.
甚至很多人都笑起来。
So a lot of people were laughing.
拍卖员继续问。现在有人出600块，有没有谁出的比他更高
？The auctioneer says, "Right now, someone wants to pay $600. Any higher bids?"
没有人举手。
And no one lifted their hands.
他问第二遍。
First time.
还是没有人。
No one else.
所以最后他说成交。
And he goes, "It's settled."
这个时候，那个坐在最后面的那个人站了起来。
And so then the person in the last row stood up.
然后他走到台前
and so he came before the stage,
接过那幅画
and he received that sketch.
这个时候拍卖员就叫住他
and at that time the auctioneer said,
他就问等一等
just wait,
请你告诉我为什么你愿意出这么多的钱买这幅画
he says, why are you willing to spend so much money on this sketch?
他说我是这位过世的这个富翁的管家。
He says, "I'm the caretaker of the deceased father."
我跟他在一起很多年。
And that I have been with him for many years.
我知道我的主人非常的爱他的儿子。
And I know that my master truly loves his son.
当我的主人现在已经走了。
But now that my master has died.
我知道他是因为忧伤。
I realized it's because of his sorrow.
在他临过世前的那些日子
that before his departure,
他就把这幅画挂在他的床头
that he hung the sketch
天天的
near his bed, and he looked at it every day.
我爱我的主人
I love my master.
所以我愿意把这幅画买下来
So I'm willing to buy this sketch.
他说我现在口袋里只有600块钱
And he says, now with me, I only have $600.
所以我把我所有的钱拿出来买这幅画
So that's why I've taken all my money out to purchase this sketch.
如果我有6000块钱
If I had $6,000,
我会出6000块钱来买
I will use my $6,000 to buy this sketch.
他讲这番话让人很感动
And so after he said this, it really touched the hearts of many.
不过坐在下面的人没有太大的兴趣要听
But the people who were sitting there didn't really have much interest in the conversation.
他们催着这个拍卖员
And so they rushed the auctioneer.
赶快进行下一轮的拍卖
Let's continue the auction.
可是当这个拍卖员走回他的那个桌子边上的时候
，But when the auctioneer returned to his position,
他开始宣告
，He then announced,
他说拍卖会到此结束
，The auction is over.
哇，所有的人又轰起来了
，So all the people again were in an uproar.
搞什么
？What's going on?
还没开始呢
，It hasn't even started.
怎么就结束了
？Why are you ending it?
他伸手邀请后面的一位坐着的人。
So then he invited the person who sat in the last row.
这位是这位富翁委托的律师。
This person is an inheritor of the father.
请他来宣布这个父亲的遗嘱。
This is the person who announces the inheritance for the father.
遗嘱打开了。
And so when the inheritance was opened.
主要的内容就是。
And then the main points were.
我会把我所有的画拿出去拍卖。
That I am going to auction all my paintings.
但是必须首先第一幅画要拍卖我儿子的这一个素描画。
But I must auction first my son's sketch.
那谁买去了这一幅画
？So whoever buys the sketch.
那我以所有的收藏品全部都归给他。
Becomes the proprietor of everything that I have collected.
哇，当这个遗嘱一公布的时候
，And so when this person
坐下的人真是表情丰富
，And their expressions were so varied.
有的人捶胸。
And some people really angry.
有的人顿足。
Some people are stunned.
有的人哎呀真是吵骂。
And so some people were like, oh, man.
有的人满脸的沮丧。
And so some people were full of disappointment.
要早知道这样。
If I knew.
600块。
$600.
6万块60万我都愿意出。
$60,600 I'm willing to spend.
可是拍卖已经结束了。
However, the auction was over.
这个富翁所有的他的收藏品全部归给了他的管家。
And so the father's collections was given all to the caretaker.
什么是在基督里？
So what does it mean to say in Christ?
原来神的创造的时候，在他的眼睛里只有他的儿子耶稣基督。
It is that God, in the beginning of his creation, only had Jesus in his eyes.
爱他的儿子。
He loved his son.
所以他要创造，做一个美丽的一个制作品来送给他的儿子。
Therefore, he wanted to have this beautiful creation to give to his son.
而这个创造的理念被称为万物之灵的人。
That within his creation, that he would be the head of all principalities and powers.
那就是他所创造中最美的一个精品。
And that he is the most beautiful, the most beautiful part of the creation.
要送给他的儿子。
And he wanted to give the most beautiful part of the creation to give to his son.
那我们今天所得到的一切。
And so all that we have received today.
那都是因为在基督里的缘故。
It is because of the fact that we are in Christ Jesus.
因为基督为我们的缘故
Because of Christ for us
舍了自己的性命
He gave up his life for us
所以天父就看在他儿子所做的完全的接纳我们
And so because of the Son's sake the Father wholly accepts us
这是一个非常重要的真理
So this is a very important truth
对我们来说非常的重要
That to us it is so important.
在今天的时代。
That in today's generation.
好像人的位置被举得越来越高。
It seems as if man's position is lifted higher and higher.
在很多的时候，人们告诉你啊，你是按照神的形象创造的。
And so a lot of people say, "Oh, you were created in the image of God."
你的被造是特别的。
And so how you were created is really special.
你是神创造中最重要的、最美的。
You are the most important creation among God's creation.
所以基督也是为你死的。
And so Christ has died for you.
无形之中好像人觉得神心中所爱的就是他自己了。
And so man will often think that who God loves is just us.
以至于人内心的自大、自我膨胀起来。
And so this is the inflated ego of a sinner.
这是在教会中的另外一种人文主义高涨的现象。
And so this is it's something that is happening even in the churches.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
神创造的目的不是为了你和我。
That the purpose of God's creation is not just for you and me.
乃是为着他的儿子耶稣基督。
But it is for his son, Jesus Christ.
在基督里
In Christ
在基督里神悦纳我们
In Christ God has accepted us
这一个的身份
This identity
使我们很清楚的认识
Causes us to clearly recognize
我们是得恩典的人
That we are those who have received grace
是白白的得恩典的人
That we have received this grace
那明白这个在基督里的意义的时候
So when we understand the meaning of in Christ
那让我们再来看我们作为神儿女所得的这些福分
Let us take a look at the blessings that we obtain as the children of God
他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气
That he has blessed with every spiritual blessing through Christ Jesus
什么样的福气
So what are these blessings?
神从创立世界以前
That before the creation of this world
在基督里拣选了我们
That in Christ Jesus he has chosen us
在创立世界以前拣选我们
that before the foundation of the world that he has chosen us.
在小的时候,
so when we were young,
我们以为宇宙是, 无始无终的,
and we think that there's no limit to this universe.
所以当我在想, 创立世界以前,
so before this universe,
我就想到是神创造这个地球,
so we just think that, oh, God has created this earth.
但是在创造这个地球之前,
and so that before God made this earth, he already knows us.
已经拣选我了,
that he has already chosen us.
所以我觉得已经不得了,
so I think that, wow, this is great.
可是,
but when today we more clearly recognize,
其实整个的宇宙也是被造的,
we need to see that the whole universe was all created.
科学家告诉我们,
so science tells us
这个宇宙有一个开始,
that there was a beginning to this universe.
甚至推测大概在151年以前,
that they even theorized that many years ago
有一个大爆炸的产生,
that there was this big bang.
这个大爆炸就是宇宙的开始,
and that this big bang was the beginning of the universe.
151年以前,
so 150, I don't know how many years, but many years ago.
我算都算不过来了, 好像我们姐妹算不过来了,
can't even count it.
可是我却存在着,
yet we were in his existence.
在哪里? 存在在哪里?
So where were we existing?
在神的心中,
we were existing in the heart of God.
所以创立世界以前,
so before the foundations of the world,
这个世界乃是神整个的创造开始以前,
that this world was even before, that this was already before the foundation of the world,
是宇宙成型之前,
that even before the creation of the universe,
在神的眼睛里面,
that in God's eyes,
他已经看到了你跟我,
he already saw you and I.
他已经拣选了你跟我,
he already chose you and I.
想象一下,
so let's think,
如果你今天突然收到一封信,
that if you received a letter today,
这封信的, 信封上一看的 title, 你就知道, 是从白宫寄来的,
and so if you see that this letter came from the White House,
原来是总统, 美国的总统, 邀请你下一周一去 华盛顿, 在白宫跟他共进晚餐,
and so that it is a letter in inviting you to have dinner with the President of the United States next week.
请问你, 如果你收到这封信, 你会是怎样的心情?
So if you were to receive such a letter, what would your feelings be?
你会把它藏在口袋里?
You will put it in your pocket.
若无其事,
and just be like, oh, I'm not
不要让人家知道,
I don't want to let anyone else know.
我想不会吧,
I don't think so.
你会巴不得让你的朋友们都知道,
I think you want to tell your friends.
Hey, 我被总统邀请去吃晚餐了,
hey, I've been invited to the presence.
因为这是一个荣誉,
because this is a glory.
这是一个很美的事情,
this is a beautiful thing.
你巴不得有机会, 最好召开一个, 记者招待会,
and so you want to have a reporter's meeting.
最好全世界的人都知道,
so that the whole world can know.
是件很荣誉, 很兴奋的事情啊,
so it's a very exciting thing for you.
有没有想到过,
have you ever thought of that?
在创立世界以前,
that before the foundations of the world,
这位创造的神,
that this God who is our creator,
他已经拣选了你,
he has already chosen you and me.
他在他的心目中已经认识了你和我,
that in his heart he already knows you and me.
这是一个何等大的荣誉,
this is such a great and glorious thing.
他在基督里拣选了我们,
that in Christ Jesus he has chosen us,
使我们在他面前成为圣洁, 无有瑕疵,
so that we have no blame before him in love.
成为圣洁, 无有瑕疵,
and be holy and without blame before him in love.
圣洁是什么?
What does it mean to be holy?
思想一下我们神的属性,
think about the nature of our God.
他被称为圣洁, 公义, 慈爱的神,
he has been called holy, righteous, and loving.
他还是全能、全知、全权的神。
And he's omnipresent, omnipotent, omnipotent, and he's also almighty.
哦，在神这些伟大的、是我们人无法企及的这些属性里面。
And so this is such a great God that we cannot even conceive of him.
那一个最根本的属性是什么
？And so, sorry.
那一个最基本的、最根本的属性。
So what is the most basic meaning of this?
那就是神的圣洁。
It is God's holiness.
思想一下。
Let's think about this.
如果我们今天拜敬拜的这位神
，That if today we worship this God,
他不是圣洁的。
He is, and if he's not holy,
他还值得我们去敬拜他吗
？Is he worthy of our worship?
如果我们的这位神
，If our God,
他不是圣洁的
，He is not holy.
那他还可能公义吗
？Then can he still be righteous?
那么不是圣洁的。
Now, if he's not holy,
那么他带出的慈爱又是什么呢
？And so, what is this love that he has?
这跟那些偶像们有什么两样了呢
？And so, what difference is it that he has with the idols?
如果我们的神不是圣洁的
，If our God is not holy,
而他又是全权全能的
，And he's almighty,
那我们哪一个人还敢来到他面前呢
？So, are we still able to come before him without fear?
我可以说，圣洁是神最根本、最基本的属性。
And so we can say that God's holiness is one of the most basic components of his nature.
那在这里告诉我们，要使我们成为圣洁。
Here it tells us that we should be holy.
啊，成为圣洁到一个地步，无有瑕疵。
To the point where there is no blame in us.
那是没有一点的缺点。
That there is no shortcoming in us.
换句话说，也就是神要把他最根本的属性分享给我们。
In other words, God wants to give the most basic component of his nature to give to and share with us.
这让我要想到了神创造的时候。
So when we think about God and his creation,
神造了亚当，造了夏娃。
That God created Adam and Eve.
把他们放在伊甸园中。
And he placed them in the Garden of Eden.
神把他的一切好处都分享给人。
And so all these wonderful things God has shared with man.
但是唯有一个吩咐。
And there is only one command.
就是那一棵树。
And that is that there is this tree.
分别善恶树。
And that there's a difference about this tree.
这棵树上的果子你不可以吃。
That the fruit of this tree you cannot eat.
你吃了以后。
After you eat, you will die.
但是后来人却吃了这个果子。
But afterwards, when man took of this fruit.
结果遭来神的审判。
So it brought God's judgment.
被神咒诅。
And they were cursed by God.
历史上很多的文学家一些的人都看到这个的时候就非常的气愤。
And so when a lot of the scholars they take a look at this, they are very excited.
觉得这位神太霸道了。
Or they're actually really indignant because they think that God is such a bully.
竟然就这样，人家吃一个果子，你就要让他死，要他受咒诅，而且世世代代。
And so they think, well, just because this person took a fruit and you know you cursed him for many generations to come.
是神霸道吗
？Is God being a bully?
让我们思想那一个果子，当吃果子之前，人跟蛇的那段对话。
And so we need to see the words which God has spoken to man when he ate this fruit.
那一个撒旦的化身蛇对女人说
，And so then, the serpent said to the woman,
你吃了不一定死。
If you eat it, you may not surely die.
而且你会变如神一般。
But you will be as God.
眼睛会明亮。
And your eyes will be opened.
变如神一般。
And you will be as like the Lord.
哦，想一下，不是因为那个果子有味道可以吃，只是尝尝它的味道。
And it's not because she just wanted to taste the, you know, how what the flavor was of the fruit.
当人去采那个果子的时候。
When they pick the fruit.
他是带着一个动目的和动机的。
This man had a purpose and a motive.
他希望透过吃这个果子。
They hope that through eating this fruit.
他现在的地位可以得到一个改变
，that their position could be then changed.
他能够更被提升一个层次
，so that they would be lifted up to a higher level.
变如神一般
，to be as God.
他要神的什么
？So what do they want of God?
我相信他是看见了神的全能，神的大能。
And because they saw God's almighty power. And they want this power. So they want to eat this fruit.
弟兄姐妹们, 让我们想一想, 如果人吃了这个果子, 如果人得到了神的全能, 那人会变成什么样?
Brothers and sisters, let us think that if man were to become like God through this fruit, being almighty, how would mankind be?
第二次世界大战是怎么产生的?
So how did the Second World War begin?
因为有一个人,
because there's one person.
他得到了 power.
He received this power.
啊, 他得到了权力,
he received this authority.
啊, 他就是希特勒,
and he was Hitler.
当这一个人拿到了权力, 拿到了那个能力的时候, 他就要做一件事情了。
So when a person received this authority and power, he went to do something.
他要统治整个世界。
He wants to take over the whole world.
结果带来的是什么?
So as a result, what did it bring?
整个世界都在灾难之中。
This whole world was in tribulation.
如果让一个罪人拿到了他不该得到的这个权力和权柄,
if a person receives this authority and power that he should not have obtained,
那是一个灾难。
Now this would bring great suffering.
人带着那一种的贪心,
when someone has such greed,
他羡慕要得到神的全权全能,
and when they want God's almighty power,
如果他得到的话,
if they obtain this,
那我说, 这是第二个撒旦,
then I would say that this would be a second Satan.
第二个嘛, 魔鬼,
the second devil.
神没有给人,
God never gave this to man.
是神小气吗?
Is God being a bully?
是神太晓得了。神知道人不可以得到这个。
And because God knew that man should not be receiving this.
但不是神要小气, 不愿意给人,
it's not because God is stingy and does not want to give it to man.
而且从这里的时候, 我清楚地, 我们清楚地看到那一个神的心意。
But from here we can clearly see the heart of God.
他要把他最基本的属性分享给人。
He wants to share with us the most basic component of his nature.
成为圣洁, 无有瑕疵。
That we should be holy and without blame before him.
是的, 你能够在神的里面成为圣洁, 无有瑕疵,
so that you can be holy and without blame before him.
啊, 这一个最基本的属性要分享给你,
that he wants to share this most basic part of nature with you.
那么神其他一切的属性, 神其他一切的权能, 他难道不愿意给我们吗?
And so is God then therefore not willing to give the rest of his nature to us?
实在地说,
in fact,
在这里, 保罗告诉我们, 成为圣洁, 无有瑕疵, 用的是一个过去的时态。
And that Paul actually used a past tense for the phrase.
表示说我们已经得到。
It is to say that we have already received this holiness.
看我们现在的样子。
So look at us today.
摸一摸我们自己的良心。
If we really look into our conscience,
我们真不敢说。
We're unable to say.
我已经成为圣洁, 无有瑕疵,
that I am already holy and already without blame.
但是神却说,
but God says that you are already holy and without blame.
给了我们了,
he has already given it to us.
那是怎么?
So how?
那是因为在基督里,
because in Christ Jesus,
透过他的儿子耶稣基督,
through his son Jesus Christ.
又在他的眼睛里, 他看见的是他的儿子,
because in God's eyes he sees this, his own son.
他看到的是他的儿子耶稣基督所有的义,
he sees all the righteousness which exists in his son Jesus Christ.
他儿子耶稣基督所有的圣洁,
he sees all the holiness in his son Jesus Christ.
都披戴在我们的身上,
this has been placed upon us.
这 就是神在创立世界以前的拣选,
that this is God's choosing before the foundation of the world.
而从第五节一直到第十节,
and from verses 5 to 10,
他说, 在我们要在基督里得成为神的儿女,
it says, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ,
就因爱我们就按着自己意志所喜悦的预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分,
according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, by which He made us accepted in the Beloved.
弟兄姐妹们，我们不是只是接到了一份请帖。
Friends, it's not that we just received this invitation.
被邀请去白宫赴一场宴会而已。
Or just to have a supper at the White House.
我们是被这个创造的神。
But we, by this God who is our Creator,
拣选
has chosen
到他那边
us to be with Him.
而且要成为他的儿女。
But it's also become His children.
而这一切都是在基督里给我们的。
And all this is given to us in Christ Jesus.
第六节说，使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞。
And so in verse 6 it says, to the praise of the glory of His grace.
这恩典是他在爱子里所赐给我们的。
And this grace is by which He made us accepted in the Beloved.
而我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免。
In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace.
这是一个奥秘。
This is a mystery.
为什么
Why?
为什么要他的儿子死
Why does he want his son to die?
为什么要他的儿子流血
Why must his son bleed?
神既然有这样大的心愿愿意接纳我们
And if God has such a great desire to accept us
那么为什么要牺牲他的儿子
Why must he sacrifice his son?
各位弟兄姐妹们
Because brothers and sisters,
我们要看到是有父神的定义。
We need to see that there is the will of the Father here.
但是他儿子的死
That by the death of his son,
也是由他的儿子主动的顺服愿意牺牲啊。
It is for his son to willingly sacrifice himself for you and me.
在神的创造里头
In God's creation,
神预备了这样的一个计划。
God has prepared this plan.
他给人有这样的自由意志。
He has given us free will.
给人可以选择。
Given us a choice.
但是人做错了选择。
However, man made the wrong choice.
以至于落在罪中。
And so he has fallen into sin.
本来整个的创造因着人的被造整个的创造是完美的。
Originally, this creation was perfect.
是他要完全的呈现给他的儿子的。
It is to fully give to his son.
可是在这个创造里面
But in this creation, there was a problem.
人犯罪。
Man has sinned.
怎么办?
What should we do?
毁掉他吧。
Let's get rid of him.
重新开始。
Let's start anew.
但是儿子他不愿意的。
But the son was not willing.
因为这是父爱我要给我的。
Because the Father loved me and wants to give this to me.
所以他必须要愿意说要完全的继承父给他的这一个完美的礼物。
So he must make this beautiful present complete.
怎样的完美?
So how can you make it complete?
那他也愿意进入在这个创造的里面。
And so he was willing to even enter into this creation.
在这个创造的里面来成全父完美最好的心意。
That to enter this creation to accomplish God's perfect will.
从这一个过程的里面
that through this process,
我们真的是看见了一个父和子之间的一个美好的互动关系。
We can truly see that there's this precious relationship between the Father and the Son.
父爱他的儿子
that the Father loves the Son.
所以他要呈现一个最美的礼物送给他的儿子。
So he wants to create this beautiful present for his Son.
而儿子爱父亲
And yet the son loves the father.
爱到一个地步
To the point.
愿意用自己的生命来显明他对父的爱
That he's willing to give up his life to show his love towards the father.
所以他愿意进入这个创造里面
So he's willing to enter into this creation.
进入父神给他的这个礼物的里面
To enter into this present which his father has prepared for him.
来表现出他对父完美的爱
In order to show his complete love towards his father.
我真是看见了在宇宙之中这一个爱的关系互动的关系
and so when you look in this universe you can see this loving relationship between the father and son
爱在这个关系里头
and you can see that in this relationship
我们真是成为了最大的受益者
we are the greatest inheritors
因为祝福从父从儿子倾倒在我们的身上
because the blessing came through the father through the son upon us
有时候常常坐在那里思想
So sometimes when we sit here and think
为什么这样大的恩典临到我的
Why is such a great grace fall upon us
没有理由的。
There's no reason.
也不应该的。
And it should not happen.
可是我却得到了。
However, I still receive this.
有很多的人会觉得说，啊，神的拣选，神的主权。
A lot of us think that God's choosing it and His authority.
会说，啊，神不公平，为什么选你不选我？
And some people will think, well,It's not fair. Why would God choose you and not me?
很多人在想，为什么神不选所有的人都救他们呢？
So why doesn't God choose everybody to save them?
我的答案就是，你不是神创造的目的。
I will say that you are not the purpose of God's creation.
那我只有一个大的感恩。
That I just have this thanksgiving.
因为在这个父和子爱的过程中间。
That through the process of love between the Father and the Son.
我被选上。
That we are chosen.
我被选上了来享受他们这个爱付出的力量。
And so that we are able to inherit the price of love which the Son has paid.
在我的身上。
Upon us.
只看见父爱他。
We can only see how the Father loves him.
我经历到了父的爱。
I can experience the love of the Father.
在我的身上。
That in me.
父看见了子爱他以至于顺服到底以至于死的那个爱。
That father loves the son who is so willing to obey him even to the point of death, this type of love.
而我也经历到子的爱。
And so we also experience this type of love.
这就是那样一个大奥秘。
So this is such a great mystery.
这个奥秘的解释。
And so the explanation of this mystery.
只有进到爱的里面才能够解释。
You can only understand it if you enter into the love of God.
而在神的定义里头。
And that in God's predestination,
在子的顺服里面,
that through the obedience of the Son,
使我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎,
that through that we have been to the praise and glory of His grace accepted in the beloved.
而在第十节更告诉我们那一个高潮,
and so in verse 10 it tells us even a higher.
就是要照所安排的在日期满足的时候使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一
In the dispensation of the fullness of the times he might gather together in one all things in Christ both which are in heaven and which are on earth in him
有没有想过
Have you ever thought
万物跟我们的关系
What do all these other things have to do with us
在罗马书第八章
In Romans chapter 8
从十九节到二十二节
From verse 19 to 22
告诉了我们一个关系
It tells us of this relationship
受造之物千万等候神的众子显出来因为受造之物浮在虚空之下不是自己愿意乃是因那叫他如此的但受造之物仍然指望脱离败坏的辖制得享神儿女自由的荣耀我们知道一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦直到如今
For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God For the creation was subjected to futility not willingly but because of him who subjected it in hope Because creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pangs together until now
我们知道了。
So we know.
有一天。
That there's one day.
有一天一切都要成就。
That all things will be accomplished.
成就到一个地步。
To a point.
从我们中国人来讲就是天人合一的时候。
It's when, the heaven and the earth are united.
地上一切万物的受苦。
All the things that are subject to futility.
原来都跟我们。有直接的关系。
There is a direct relationship with us.
原来有一天，等到将来的日子。
And then one day in the future day.
地上的万物因着我们的被救赎，他们也能够归回安息了。
And so that because of our redemption, that one day all these things that are subjected to futility in creation will one day be able to rest.
在以赛亚书六十六章。
So in Isaiah chapter 66,
17节一直到25节,
verse 17 to 22,
为我们描述了一个新天新地的美景。
And it really illustrates this new heaven and new earth.
那就是天上地下同归于一的一个情景。
And so when heaven and earth become one,
我请姐妹用英文为我们念一下。
So let us read from verse 17 to
25.
Okay. Those who sanctify themselves and purify themselves to go to the gardens after an idol in the midst, eating swine's flesh. Oh, 65? Sorry about that. 17. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered or come to mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in what I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem as a rejoicing, and her people a joy. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and joy my people. The voice of weeping shall no longer be heard in her, nor the voice of crying. No more shall an infant from there live but a few days, nor an old man who has not fulfilled his days. For the child shall die 100 years old, but the sinner being 100 years old shall be accursed. They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not build and another inhabit. And they shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree, so shall be the days of my people, and my elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth children for trouble, for they shall be the descendants of the blessed of the Lord, and their offspring with them. It shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they are still speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together, the lion shall eat straw like the ox, and dust shall be the serpent's food. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountains, says the Lord.
而十一节到十四节
So verses 11 to 14
跟预备告诉我们我们要得基业
It tells us that we are to receive an inheritance
这一切的东西但有一天完全的要成就给成全给了我们
That all these things one day will be fulfilled and given to us
而在这里特别的提到圣灵作为印记赐下来给我们
And so you can see that all that the Spirit has prepared for us
这个印记
and so this seal
原文可以翻译成为典当的字、
so this original meaning could be translated as
这样收凭据
a deposit
所以圣灵今天来在我们的中间
and so the Holy Spirit has come among us
成为我们将来成继承产业的一个凭据
Who is the seal of the guarantee of the purchased possession?
想一下
When you think about this,
如果有一个人来告诉我，我要送给你一栋屋子。
If someone says, I want to give you a house.
本来是我买不起的。
And so I could not buy this before.
但是他愿意送给我。
But yet he's willing to present this to us.
我已经很感恩他了。
So I'm already full of thanksgiving.
不过现在你还不能够马上去做住。
And so you cannot live in it right away.
还有很多的一些手续。
And so there are many other things you have to go through.
我会怎么回应?
So what will I respond?
我一定会说没关系。
And I will say, oh sure, no problem.
等你好了再给我好了。
And so when you fix everything, I can take it.
因为我承受的这栋房子是白白的恩典。
Because this house that I received is just grace.
但是这个送房子的人说，不过不能这样。
But then the person who to give it to us will say, not like this.
我要给你立一个字据。
I want to give you a deposit.
清清楚楚的写清楚。
And to truly say clearly.
这个房子是送给你的。
That this house is for you.
凭着这个凭据证明这是你的产业。
And so by this, it will prove that it is your inheritance.
如果你拿这个凭据的时候，你是怎样的一个感受？
And if you receive this proof, how would you feel?
我相信除了感恩之外没有别的话可说
I'm sure that other than thanksgiving you have no other words to speak
弟兄姐妹们
Brothers and sisters
我们真的看见三一神在这里的工作
We can really see the triune God working here
天父预定拣选我们
The Father has chosen us before the foundation of the world
神的儿子愿意顺服而为我们去死
That God's Son was willing to obey and die for us
而圣灵竟然成为凭据住在我们的里头
And that the Holy Spirit is living in us and we're sealed by this promise
好我们看见了这三一神之间的和谐他们之间的爱
You can see that the triune God you can see the love between them
而我们却被引介透过耶稣基督带进这三一神的团契里头
And that through this that we were brought into this union with the triune God
我们与他的圣洁有份
that we can partake of His holiness.
是无有瑕疵的圣洁。
And it is righteousness without any blemish.
这一切都是神赐给我们的产业。
That all this inheritance is given to us.
这应许必要成就。
And this promise will be fulfilled.
知道了吗？
Do you know this?
你看中你这一个神儿子的身份给你带来的这些福分吗？
Can you see that this identity of Christ, how much blessing has brought upon you?
愿意我们有一个大的改变。
May we have a great change.
重新看我们今天做神儿女的身份。
That we will have a renewed perspective of what it means to be a child of God.
那我们一同来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的父神
Dear Father,
救我们的恩主耶稣基督
and for the Lord Jesus Christ to save us by grace,
当我们来思想你这伟大的拣选和救赎的时候
when we think of your great choosing and your redemption,
我们不能不在你面前向你俯伏向你敬拜
we cannot but come before you and worship you,
这是何等大的恩典临到我们的身上
What a great grace has come upon us.
这是何等大的爱让我们来承受。
What a great love has been given to us.
不是因为我们有资格。
Not because we are worthy.
乃是因为你白白的拣选。
But because you have just purely chosen us.
愿你祝福我们的生命。
May you bless our life.
也让我们的生命在今天活着的时候。
So that in our life as we live today,
能够活出你儿子这一个荣耀的形象来
that we can live out this beautiful image of your Christ,
使我们在人中间行走的时候
so that as we walk in this life,
人看我们是永生神的儿子
so that people can see the eternal Jesus in us,
人从我们的身上辨认出王子的身份
so people can see that in us we have the identity of a prince.
你悦纳我们的祷告。
May you receive our prayers.
祈求奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.